Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tuesday, 3 o'clock means Tuesdays with Elliot. Elliot, welcome.
What up? How you guys doing?
Doing great over here. Need to know what team you're on.
Oh, is that even a question? Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, well, look. Like
we'll get this out of the way right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, like, okay, so this show is funny. I saw Elliot earlier. I saw him, around noon?
Yeah.
Whatever it was. And I said, I'll see you at 3 o'clock. And he's like, I just assume we're talking about Joe and Jack. I was like, nah, that was yesterday. And here we are. We're back. But I heard that the morning show was getting chesty about it. And, you know, the camera there, just, you know, way too confident as always. James Seltzer, you know, going whichever the wind blows that day, laughing his ass off. You know, whatever, whoever's winning, that's where James is, I guess, for the moment. And I've already heard the midday show sell out, like Giglio.
Giglio's incredibly disappointing.
So disappointing. Jack was a big part of Giglio evolving at night.
With the brother problem, and I didn't realize it because I haven't listened to the station at all. No disrespect to the station, but I know what the conversation's been about.
Yep.
And I don't like conversation about me.
Yeah.
So,
amen.
So I wrote him a very nice note, like I did for everyone, with Ring the Bell.
Okay.
And then he totally backs that.
Oh, which, yes. By the way, I will stay on your team, but I pre-ordered the book as well.
Yeah, I know. It's in my car.
Okay.
All right. Well, there we go.
It's here.
I purposely have not really talked about this at all. Like, great. And I haven't tweeted about it.
Right.
But I did listen all day yesterday.
Yep.
And I'm going to push back on something. And this is honestly my opinion of this.
Oh, boy.
This idea Jack is mentally soft, I think we're all just conceding that too easily. I don't think of Jack as mentally soft. Like, when you think about Jack, right? And Jack, you can turn your headphones off right
great.
Now. But just us three, right?
Awesome. Yep.
Like, there's four teams in this city, and there's only one that is the clear-cut voice of one of them, and that's Jack, right?
Absolutely.
Millions of people listen to Jack. I was there for the playoff run when Jack did the pre- and post-game show from the middle of Citizens Bank Park, right? He's got his name on the top show in the city. This idea that he's, like, mentally weak, I think is just wrong. So, yes, he did not play well in golf. I agree. But everyone at the station just keeps saying this all day, every day. It's all I hear. Like, Jack's mentally weak. Jack's mentally weak. I think we should push back on that like a little more than we are and not just concede it.
Well, this show definitely pushes back on that. It's pretty much the other two shows.
Right, but all day it's like, well, of course he collapsed. Of course he collapsed. Yeah. What are we talking about?
Yeah, we I don't accept that.
Right, like, I heard you say that yesterday.
Yes. I don't accept Markel Fultz. I don't accept that.
It is to be the top voice of one of the teams?
It's incredibly hard.
It's like mentally hard. The pressure that's on you. I just think you should give yourself a little more credit than you are.
Well, I'm a downplay guy. You know that.
Yeah.
But that's not what you need to be right now.
I know. Yes. I know. Yes.
See?
I know.
See?
This is a huge moment. Like you and Elliot.
I can't believe I got the this idea that from Elliot.
Well.
I'm one of the athletes outside of here. He's talking about me.
But I think it's true. I mean, like,
well,
I agree.
Yeah. I agree. Like,
but do you agree?
Well, I get labeled soft, I think, because I'm a pretty nice guy. I don't right. think
you're not that nice.
You're not that
but
nice.
I'm a nice guy. Yeah.
Hold on. Stop.
Now,
stop the
night.
Hold on.
No, your
hold
niceness
up.
Is overrated.
Yeah, stop your too nice guy act.
Yeah.
Yes, because you can be sharp tongued and
sarcastic.
Yeah, sarcastic yeah. and kind of mean spirited towards certain players at times. Yeah.
And
you're not that nice
and
of a guy.
Yeah.
You're nice in general as a nice guy. Yes, you're not a mean guy. But don't act like you sit here and throw bouquets at everybody for
well,
4 hours.
No. We would never do that. But, like, I only pick on Moshe.
Here, yes.
No, hold on. First of all, Elliot. And I love him. But here's what I... So here's where I come in at.
Okay.
Here's where I come in at. I'm supporting him. We're supporting him. We want to support him.
Yes.
I'm also irritated. I'm irritated at the lack of confidence...
I agree.
Shown out there in competition.
Right.
I'm irritated at the lack of will to fight through adversity out there. Now, he showed up the last four holes. He did. I'm giving him credit for that. But somebody has to give him a little tough love, even if he gets mad at me. I want him to take it out on the camera.
So
hold on. So part of me is saying this dude rips everybody at the station with his top five.
Okay.
Nobody's safe.
You don't got to tell
exactly.
me. I'm in
Nobody
that top five
saved.
Every other day.
Yeah. Nobody's yeah. safe. So he gets his shots off on everybody. Me too.
But here's...
I mean, meaning he gets his shots off on me.
So here, I agree with you. I agree with you on
he's
that.
Nice in general, but he's part of this show, which means he's a big proponent of attacking other hosts and shows.
Yes.
So we're getting it ourselves right now. I'm not whining about it. Do something about it next Wednesday. Do something, because guess what? If we lose next Wednesday, what is going to be like then?
And that's going to be bad.
Exactly.
It's going to be bad.
Exactly. So we can do all the complaining we want to about the morning show. Bottom line is, he has to go out there next week and get us a W.
Right.
And I'm not about to baby him for the next week.
So
I need him to get his ass in gear and start throwing harder than who did I just name?
Jamie Moyer.
That's what I need him to do.
Well, I would hope so. And I agree with that mentality. But I also think Spike, I don't know if you remember this, he was the former boss here, right?
Yeah. I hardly bring that up.
He could probably tell you this. I think one way me and Jack are similar is we are attaboy guys. Like when I get criticism, I like it like criticism or compliment sandwich, whatever it's called, where it's you're doing a great job. Here's how you could be a little better, but you're doing a great job.
Right.
So I think it's good for Ike to do that. But what I didn't hear enough of on the station yesterday was, and not from this show, but in general, like everyone's ripping Jack down. I think the best way to get him ready for next week is to remind him like who he is and what he has done to get to this point. And you shouldn't
Spike's job.
You shouldn't think of yourself. You shouldn't Spike's think job. Of yourself as someone that comes up small in big moments, because that's not been the case for you professionally. It's
no.
just not. So then when you said like Fultz and all these guys, Fultz's job at basketball, he was not good at.
Who attaches themselves to Markelle Fultz?
I agree with that. But what I'm saying is professionally, when it matters, Jack has stepped up big.
Besides the AJ interview.
Yes, that was bad. I agree with you. Yeah. I'm trying to pump you up here, man. The AJ interview was bad. But you got to believe in yourself a little bit more, because there is stuff to believe in. You're not,
you don't
have to be somebody you're not, is the point. Everyone's like, you got to be different next week. You don't have to be different. You just got to be who you are and who you've been professionally.
And who you are is enough.
Yes, that's
like you're.
Yes.
That's why you're the favorite in this.
Yeah, well,
because you're better.
You even got Jolly ripping you.
Yeah, well, that was weird. But
well, it's so funny how he just wrote your name and didn't tag.
Yeah, it's very Jolly.
It's like he's tweeting about Jalen Hurts or something, like Jack Fritz. Just...
What did he?
Oh, you didn't see this?
No.
He said Jack Fritz is a great example of how mental is such a big part of sports.
Yeah, I gotta find it. It was ridiculous.
It was like three sentences. Yeah, or like that.
Jolly's got a big mouth too.
Yeah, I saved
Jolly's
Jolly.
Feeling himself right now.
Yeah, Jack
Fritz is a living example of why I always say that talent is cool, but what you can do with that talent under extreme pressure defines who you really are.
Well, you know what he did, Jolly? He's the afternoon host
yes,
at WIP.
Yes,
here we go.
Well, that's what he did, Jolly.
He's the top
that's
voice
what he
of
did.
The Phillies.
That's
he
what
can't
he did.
Walk through the stadium without getting
That's what he did. He's got a giant podcast. He's got a giant radio show. He's like, you know what I mean? He's got a success. He's got a happy family.
He's
got a new house.
New car.
That's what he got,
Jolly. Electric car.
Yeah. He's skinny now.
Yeah. Wow.
skinny-ish.
Yeah, you want to talk about mental Jolly. Yeah. Jolly's got a big mouth all of a sudden.
Oh, man.
Beat up a store.
Everyone's got big Twitter fingers.
So here's my thing, and here's my thing, too. I don't like having the, like, sympathy card.
Yes.
Like, I don't want the sympathy.
Yes, reject that.
I don't want the sympathy. I appreciate the support, but also, like, I don't need everyone being like, you're the best. You know, I need to just, next Wednesday, I just got to do it.
Yeah. I just don't think it's sympathy.
No.
I would be honest. I mean, I think if anything from 3 to 4, I certainly am not afraid to say how I really feel.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel listening to Station all day yesterday. I thought there was too much conceding that Jack is mentally soft, because I don't think Jack is mentally soft.
Yeah.
Sometimes in golf.
It was not his best moment.
It was just,
it was not his best moment. Yeah. It was not his best moment. But you know what?
See, he always has to throw one of those
in there. Listen, I'm a self-deprecating kind of fellow.
Well, you are.
But even champions have bad moments like that. Like everybody.
Kobe missed the shots in his first playoff game.
Well, you're Boy LeBron.
That wasn't a shot. I'm
My other thought from it was, I do wonder if you feel a little bit differently about the fact that winning is all that matters, and like the Jalen thing.
Well,
BG, just a little bit.
Did you hear BG yesterday?
Oh,
yeah. I asked BG about it.
Okay.
And he was like, well, when you're talking about pressure and professional athletes, you should maybe think.
I just wonder if the score matters a little more to you now than it did prior to prior to Sunday.
Golf's tougher than football mentally.
Nah.
Well, it's certainly
not
just
the
one person.
Position.
It's just it's one-to-one.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus seems to have an interesting question. What's up, Corey?
Man, I need you to be, you know, a little bit more positive. Like, I feel like you doubt him a little bit too much. You talking about, he said he throw 82. You talking about.
So what? Get mad and prove me wrong then. Mm.
That's true. But you know what, EST? I'm with EST. I don't like
Corey,
the way.
Yeah, Corey moved on
yeah,
so
he's
fast.
Like, that's fair. Yeah.
This is not like the Trotter in the number 54 jersey.
No, that was quick. He learned his lesson.
Circular argument.
I'm just saying. Somebody got to give him the tough
Mike's
love,
the tough
Corey.
Love
come
here,
on,
yeah.
man.
But we all remember the mile, right?
Yes.
Yeah, last little leg there. I was tiring. All
and
of a sudden,
I brought him home.
And he brought me home.
Jack knows I love him.
Yeah.
Love him. Who do you think was out there in that hot ass sun caddying Sunday?
Well, the picture of you
gave
trying
up
to,
my Sunday afternoon for that.
The picture of you trying to show him how to swing the thing was so funny.
Yeah, come on, man.
But you do, and we love Jack on this show, and I get what Elliot's saying. You know, you're trying to give him word confidence and all that, not mentally tough. But I don't like the way this dude talking right now. You stopped off. Now, yesterday I called in. You know, I try to give you word of encouragement. But, like, you do be throwing shots at a lot of people now. Like, you do be taking a lot. Like, you take shots at I you know what I'm saying?
It's with a smile.
You take shots at Spike, no TV in the bedroom, always vegan.
Well, who wouldn't take a shot at Spike?
You talk about Elliot Sue. Yeah.
Well, Elliot is the subject of today's top five.
Of course I am. To take back everything I said, basically. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Right. So all I'm saying is I need a little bit more stuff. You tell us you top 12 pitcher in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia.
Wow. my state ranking was 45th.
You know what I'm saying?
But you were ranked.
That's good.
I need to see that, because I'm telling you right now, after I done slept on this and thought a little bit, if you lose next week, all that talk, we don't want to hear that ever again. I don't even want to hear you pitch. I don't even want to hear you baseball. You're going to be like a Stephen A. Smith. You know what I'm saying? Stephen A. Smith, he know all his basketball, but he didn't really play. Average 0 points a game. You ain't going to be able to talk big like you know and play the game. Because now, like, if you don't show up next week, all this talking you do, I'm gonna start thinking anybody could hit on you, because Elliot said he.
Well, what
got
if it like here's
and thing. I did get hits off him for
you
what
did
it's
not
worth.
Get hits off.
Yeah,
him.
I did. No, yeah, did. Yeah, I hit it out of the infield.
No, you didn't.
No infield.
Made contact. Well, I'm saying it got past the dirt.
Yeah, it got past the pitcher's mound.
No. It got past like second base.
It there were no infield into the.
No, outfield. I know, but we knew that going in.
You are right.
And I made a bunch of contact for what it's worth.
I don't think that's true either.
Well, it's on Facebook, so.
All right.
You see how Elliot feels? He got a hit on you. If you let the camera do that, the camera.
All right, this is the wrong energy too, Corey.
Nah, because see, a little bit too.
He's not
going to
get a hit. The only thing I'm worried about is walking him.
All I'm saying is you need to tighten up, Buttercup. Stop all this soft stuff. Stop all this crying.
I'm not crying.
I don't think this is how we get to Jack.
Right? Yes. This is not the right time.
It's not the right energy.
Exactly. No. Like, you got to prop him up.
It's not the right energy.
Y'all prop up Jalen.
We're stopping right there. I love Corey, but we're not doing it there.
It was a good lesson in why Jalen is great, though.
No, it wasn't.
It absolutely was. It showed the mental. I mean, think about how hard it is to be the quarterback. I'm just being
Jolly.
Honest. It is. It was, though.
Well, but it's Jalen's whole job.
No, no.
It's Jalen's job.
Correct.
Jack's job is not playing golf. Jack's job is to be a host.
What I'm saying is, when you look at why Jalen was number one on my top 11 list, it's because the pressure he carries by being the number one athlete in the city, you have to give him extra credit for that.
Okay.
That's the point I'm making.
I kind of agree with that.
No, right. I don't agree with that.
Well, he does have the most pressure of anybody in the city.
I don't even think it's close.
Well,
like,
sure.
Zach Wheeler doesn't have the pressure that Jalen has.
But Jalen's job is to play football. Jack's job is not play golf.
I'm not comparing it to Jack specifically. I just mean, a lot of the talk has been about mental toughness, and clearly Jalen's mental toughness helps him, and that's why he is as good as he is.
Yeah, it's not comparing Jalen's mental toughness to Jack's. It's saying
Jalen's obviously
appreciate Jalen's mental toughness.
I appreciate his mental toughness. I don't appreciate how he throws the football.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's actually, but there's all different things. Jack could be the most
mentally tough.
By the way, Jack, I think you would admit, like, I'm pretty mentally tough.
I think you are.
I would have lost to DeCamera on because I don't know how to play golf.
The other thing that stood out, and I don't know if this has come across on air yet, but from the clips I've seen, it seemed incredibly annoying to play against Joe.
It was so, I wasn't
even
playing.
I
was
annoying.
I only
see a 4-minute video and just hearing him, you know, lie 7, lie 8, you know, asking about a rule, like, you know, being like, drop the ball, you're throwing. It seemed like it was 4 hours of being poked, and that seemed very tough.
Well,
and it was hot, you know.
And look, he's allowed to do whatever he wants or whatever.
But that was his strategy.
Every single stroke, he picked the ball up, put his marker down, looked 5 different angles from every shot, took 4 different practice strokes, then he did this little squat stretch out thing 5 times. Like, dude, I was trying to take photos of them behind them, and eventually I would just give up with Joe because I was like, I don't even know when he's gonna.
Yeah.
And he was meticulous about it, but that's how he is.
I think it's a little bit like when we preview an Eagles game and we go, the Eagles are way better, they'll lose if. And Joe did the if stuff. Joe got Jack. He like, and also it wasn't just the mental part. Joe clearly used the rule book to his advantage. Right?
Sure.
Like he very clearly said, I'm going to win by winning along the margins.
Oh, and I'm also convinced, and not that he was obligated to do it, meaning Joe, or the pro Vince.
Yeah.
That also seems unfair. The guy that worked for the course was on Joe's side.
But it's okay.
But by the way, if Jack had gone to the course and said, I want a golf pro, they would have given him a golf pro.
I agree. I'm just saying.
I think information was withheld from us about being able to move the ball back.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Yes.
I'm sure.
Now, like I said, I don't. They didn't have to give it to us because obviously Joe's looking at that like that's a tougher shot for him.
Right. Yep.
And I'm trying to win this, so I'm not going to help him out. So that's where my fault has been, the caddy, and not knowing that we could go back.
Yep.
And hit from the same spot. That's where I let him down at.
I think, and me too. I'm disappointed because we were both there. We were both looking at it.
Yep.
And he could have. He could have had a much easier shot from that point. He could have won it. We could be in a different place today.
The other thing too, and I did say this to Joe on the air, is I sense a shift in Joe's tone where I almost sense a little bit nervousness. He's not peacocking as much. Like, the pressure has shifted. No one thought Joe could win.
Yes.
Now,
now he can't blow it.
Now, I think, he can't blow it. And going into baseball, I think he's almost expected to win.
Yes.
And if you notice, he's not, and maybe he's doing it to be nice to Jack, but he's not as cocky or confident on air as he was, because I think it's almost like when you sense you're actually going to do something, it's like, oh, man, I actually have to do this.
You saw
where before,
that,
he didn't.
You saw that on hole 7 through 9. Like, when he had a chance to close it out.
Yes, he didn't.
Oh, he crumbled down the stretch.
Well, and that's the other thing, the huge advantage we have
here. He blew a 3-0 lead with 4 holes to go.
Well, and the other huge advantage here, and not like Jack is Saquon or A.J. Brown or something, as far as his physical condition.
Of the chest,
his physical condition, but Joe DeCamera's physical condition is horrible.
Well, he was in the gym yesterday.
He was.
It was a great tweet.
He was exhausted and out of breath playing 9 holes of golf with a cart. With a cart.
Yeah, not walking.
Yeah, with a cart.
By the way, it's insane golfers can't just use a cart. It's dumb that they make golfers
everyone should
walk.
Because walking is a part of it.
Yeah. I know, but I think that's silly.
Puts physical strain on you, Elliot.
It's not part of the game.
Yeah, well,
it's a part of the game.
It's like saying in football you should have to stand up on the sideline the whole time and not sit down. You're not in the game.
It's not the same.
It's not. When Tiger couldn't play because he couldn't walk from hole to hole, no one wins from that. He should be allowed to cart from hole to hole.
No, I'm not doing
it. We're not doing it, right?
Yeah.
The real important thing.
I got one more take on
that. I'm actually out on
Can
that.
I have one more thing?
Yeah, yes.
The photo we put out of us holding the flag at the end, it looks like the camera wet himself.
He had the swamp butt going on and everything,
the front,
man.
Too.
Yeah.
In the front.
Can I get one more thing off on this?
Too. Yeah, who's just in the front like
just,
that?
Just real quick on what Elliot said previously, and then you can get some of that. The pressure is on Joe now.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Joe didn't want to have to win. The entire plan of this to Joe was just to make, again, to drift off of our show, but also to make a big joke out of it. Oh, if I lose, even if I win one.
Yeah, he's playing with house money.
He's playing with house money. He's not playing with house money anymore.
Yeah.
We had a 50-50 poll of people that half the people think Joe's going to win now.
Mm-hmm.
So when Jack goes in there and blows him away, throws strikes, all he's got to do is start and throw strikes. It puts the pressure on Joe, and then the pressure moves back to Joe, and then we got this.
So this is how, Jack, pay attention. This is how you make an argument, right? Let me get ahead of something here. If Jack loses in baseball, obviously it's not great, but it's worth noting the next 3 competitions are the physical ones.
Yes.
Basketball, tennis, and running. There's no getting in your head with that as much. Like, you'll beat him in basketball and you will beat him in running. Tennis, I don't think, should be one of them. But the first two are not really one-on-one athleticism. The next 3 are. So in a best of 5 series, if a team goes up 2-0, that's not good luck because the next 3 games are exactly the same. That's not the case with us.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I agree.
I also agree
so
that
in case
tennis,
you lose, remember to say that.
Do we know what the running is?
I think it's just a 100-yard dash.
100 yards? No. We got to renegotiate that.
I think it should be once around a track.
Yeah, at least a quarter mile.
Yeah, helps you,
whatever,
by the way.
Whatever it is, I don't care.
Yeah,
but,
a 100-yard dash, what are we doing?
Yeah, it should be one time around a track.
Yeah, it should be a quarter mile. Yeah. 400 yards.
Tennis.
Yeah.
Can we get one time around this loop?
Yeah, that's not a
bad idea.
That's 8 miles, I think.
One time around?
No, but this thing here that he did the mile.
Oh, not the city. No.
I mean, so the loop from the art museum, when you go on Kelly Drive, that's 8 miles.
Yeah, that's. Ooh, Lord, they'd be dead trying to run
8 miles.
Yeah,
I've done that.
They're not running back.
I used to run that when I could run.
Nice.
Yeah.
One time I got in a fight. No, actually, never mind.
All right.
You got a fight?
Yeah.
I got in a fight with one of my ex-girlfriends at the beginning of Kelly Drive.
Did she win?
Well, probably, because I got out of the car and walked all the way back to my apartment in Fairmount, carrying a milkshake.
I love, because I've said the story when I broke up with a girlfriend the night we got to Italy, and I was just going to go back to the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I love to get out of the car and walk
Back. Aware of how far that 4.5 miles is. Yeah.
It is far.
I like the John Marks,
he got beat up by one of his girlfriends.
He did. Yeah, that's right. That's one of my favorite Mark stories.
Yeah.
He got beat up by one of
his... Yeah. Right. In Hawaii.
Yeah.
Remember that?
He had a black eye and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yikes.
Yeah,
that's why I got out the car.
Yep.
And walked.
Get out, walk.
Hawaii seemed like a wild time for old Marks.
Yeah. Seemed like it.
215-592-9494. When I ask Elliot about the TJ Watt rumors, which are out there, looks like the Steelers maybe are trading TJ Watt, maybe. And we will get to Elliot's Zach Wheeler place on the top 11 as well.
Can't wait.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, Elliot Shore Parks is with us for Tuesdays with Elliot. I appreciated your speech at the beginning of this.
Tried. I just want him to feel good about himself.
And you are Team Jack.
He should. I am Team Jack.
All right.
Yes, I'm not jumping ship.
Yeah, we're going to win this one.
Joe, you work with Seltzer, though.
Well, it's not James or Jack.
I know. I'm just saying James has attached himself to the morning show.
Yeah, it's fine.
But again, once I win baseball, he'll be right back.
Jack, you're so good.
What do you mean?
You're so good. And then you wonder why people are rooting against you. You're like, how could he jump ship? Mock him.
Well, I'm disappointed in him. Because the whole time in the lead up to this, I love James, but the whole time in the lead up to this, he's like, Joe, you have no chance. And you could tell he was cheering for Jack. And then as soon as Joe is telling the story, James is like the peanut gallery over there. I was like, it was like the Beatles had come to America for the first time, or it was like a Belieber when they first saw Justin Bieber in person. It's like, it's so amazing. It's just like everybody's dead. Everybody's dead. Seltzer's dead. Rhea's dead. Gilio's dead. Hugh, and look, I already knew Hugh didn't like you anyway, so it's not surprising.
But we're doing fine.
Should people have to sit on different sides of the crowd?
Again, in the game. Like a wedding?
Like a wedding, yeah.
Like a wedding?
We should get a little Team Jack, Team Joe.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Is Zach Wheeler underappreciated? 80.3% say yes, 19.7% say no. I was thinking of you last night as Zach Wheeler was dominating yet again. Did you have Wheeler ninth on your list or seventh?
I think it was eighth.
Eighth?
I think it was Joel 10, Bryce 9, Zach Wheeler 8.
And then Quinyon Mitchell right ahead of
Quinyon
him.
Quinyon 7, correct. Yeah.
Why is that? Because he's a winner?
Yeah.
Right.
That silly little Super Bowl he won impacted my opinion.
He won by himself.
He won.
Yeah. Well,
he's just a cornerback.
Zach Wheeler is a great player. Yep. Zach Wheeler will be like a footnote as of now in Eagles history. If you look at the other great Phillies players, we all have one moment we could say, this was his great moment. This was his great moment. Zach Wheeler is great. I would actually compare him a little bit to Trent Cole in the way that Trent is the second best defensive end of all time, but there's no great moment you remember Trent for. You remember him for being a great player.
Second best defensive end of the Eagles all time?
In sacks. I think he's number two.
Oh, yes. You mean he's ranked number two, yes.
Number one's BG. But second most sacks. Trent Cole's a phenomenal player. But with Zach Wheeler, what's the thing I'm remembering other than him being great? Well, Cliff Lee, they didn't even win that World Series, but he at least has game one in New York.
Right, sure.
Zach Wheeler lost both of his starts in the World Series.
He did. He lost both of his starts in the World Series, yet still, for 5 years,
he's been great. Absolutely. Yeah. But the guys that I put ahead of him, like Quinyon, they have accomplished something that the city will always remember.
Okay, that's fine. So is every Eagle ahead of Zach Wheeler?
Hold on. What was Quinyon Mitchell's moment?
Yeah, what was his big moment?
Well, so he did have an interception in the playoffs, but he last year was the best cornerback and was, I would argue, maybe the number one reason the defense turned around. Not the number one player, but maybe the number one reason the defense turned around from what they were the year before.
I'm not doing mental gymnastics.
How?
Quinyon Mitchell has had one good year.
Correct.
One good year. Zach Wheeler has been, for 5 years,
I agree with you on
one
that.
Of the two best pitchers in the National League.
I agree with
so
you.
So he deserves to be higher. That's
no,
it. This is the Eagles' elitism stuff.
No, this is dumb. I just don't think you value the playoffs enough.
Of course I value the playoffs.
It doesn't feel
and
like
Zach
that.
Wheeler's playoff ERA is like 2.2.
Yeah, he's been good in the playoffs, but they haven't won anything. anything.
Well, but okay. So what matters? Does it matter that how Zach Wheeler performs in the playoffs, or does it matter? Because Zach Wheeler, by the way, in a divisional series, could throw two shutouts, two nine-inning shutouts, and they could lose the series.
They could.
Right? Which has nothing to do with him.
It doesn't.
He can control what he can control.
But
so if the Eagles had lost to the I don't know, if the Eagles had lost to
the Rams,
that wouldn't have been Quinion Mitchell's fault.
I agree with you.
Right? So like let's have a normal adult conversation about what they're responsible for.
I don't need to go into hypotheticals to make my point. The Eagles didn't lose to the Rams. Zach Wheeler hasn't won something. Like you could argue he's being unfairly punished for it.
Who's a better player all time, Brian Dawkins or Quinion Mitchell?
I would say Brian Dawkins.
But he hasn't won a Super Bowl.
Agreed.
Okay, so why is Brian Dawkins ahead of Quinion Mitchell?
Because I think Brian Dawkins was way better than Quinion Mitchell.
Okay, so Zach Wheeler is also way better than Quinion Mitchell.
Brian Dawkins also created more memories for this city than Zach Wheeler did. Would you agree with that?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay. So, and again, why? Because of postseason. I agree with you that it's maybe unfair, Zach. I think Zach Wheeler has pitched well enough where he should have more memories, but he just doesn't. He just doesn't.
Okay. So then
all right, let me ask you, what's the moment you think of with Zach Wheeler?
No, there isn't a moment.
But I think that's telling, though.
No, it's not telling.
I think
it's
just
consistent dominance.
But
that's
every other great player, we can name a moment.
If he threw a shutout against the Mets, and by the way, he almost did, right? Yeah. What did he do? 8 innings or whatever. Let's say this coming postseason, mm-hmm. they play, I don't know, the Padres in the first round. Right. I don't know, whoever it is. He throws two shutouts and they lose the series. Nobody will think of those moments as like, oh my God, those are the best
moments.
Right.
This is what hurts Joel. To me, this feels a little bit like the plus minus argument for Joel, where it's Joel's been good in the playoffs, but when he's off the court, they lose, and so he has no great moments.
Right, and if Joel, by the way, if Joel was healthy, if he was, he would still be ahead of Quinion Mitchell on this list, even without any of those memories. Of course he would.
Yeah, he would be.
Of course he would. Which is the same reason why Wheeler should be ahead of him.
No, but the difference is that Wheeler, first of all, Embiid has been here longer. I think he's been better than Zach Wheeler has. He doesn't have it. He doesn't have the moment Zach Wheeler does. I agree. Or he doesn't have any great moments. I agree with you on that. But I just think you are under-prioritizing the postseason, and maybe you could argue I am over-prioritizing it, but you can't, Zach Wheeler's been great, but he doesn't.
But your argument doesn't hold up, because you just said...
Well, it doesn't have to be a consistent rule for everything.
Well, it does.
I don't think it does.
If nobody thinks Joel Embiid, one of the five best players in basketball when he's playing?
Yeah.
Okay, Zach Wheeler, one of the five best pitchers when he's...
Now, he only plays one-fifth of the games.
Okay, but then he plays all of that game. He has more effect on one game than any everyday player has on any game. I mean, it's true.
Yeah, okay. When he plays, you're saying.
Yes.
Right, but if you talk
which
about...
Which is why pitcher WAR is higher or as high as everyday players.
Right, but Quinion Mitchell also plays more. Now, Zach Wheeler has more of an impact on the game. I would agree with you there.
Of course.
Right.
So if Joel Embiid would be ahead of Quinion Mitchell, were he healthy, so should Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler, again, one of the five best pitchers in baseball. Joel Embiid, one of the five best players in basketball.
So let me ask you, why do you, because I don't think I'm in the minority here.
Sure you are. About Quinion Mitchell?
No, about Zach Wheeler.
In what respect?
Well,
he was number three.
But I don't think people view Zach Wheeler as an all-time great Philly they'll always remember.
He was voted the number three athlete in Philadelphia.
He was. So okay. But you're the one saying he's underappreciated.
By idiots like you.
Yes, he has been a great player, but if you're saying he was voted number three, then I don't get the issue here.
I'm talking about you.
I value the Super Bowl, and I think you're undervaluing.
Okay, then why'd you have Kyle Schwarber ahead of
Quinion
Mitchell?
Because I wanted to make a
statement
about Kyle Schwarber being undervalued.
So why did you have Zach Bond on your list?
Yeah.
I forgot Zach Bond. I would swipe out Devontae if I could do it again.
He won the Super Bowl.
He also won the Super Bowl.
And he got a touchdown.
Honestly, I think you could make the list all Eagles if you wanted.
Okay.
I think you could.
I'm surprised he didn't.
Yeah.
Eagles elitism.
It's you guys are undervaluing the postseason.
No,
you do it with Jalen.
No.
You're doing it with Zach Wheeler.
Zach Wheeler is good
Joel.
In the postseason.
Yes, but he's not won anything. He's not. He has not. And you can blame his teammates, but he's still not won anything.
Yes, but
when I'm talking about great players, I need to look at them and go, what have they done?
Quinion Mitchell's been in the NFL for one
and
year.
He's
a cornerback.
And he's already won more than Zach Wheeler has.
Oh, my God.
He's such an
idiot.
No, it's not.
But so did Zach Bond.
You're right.
He already said he left.
So did Devontae Smith.
Yes,
why is Devontae Smith
not?
But why is he not ahead of Zach Wheeler?
Because I think Zach Wheeler is great. I do. He is great.
But Devontae Smith, do you not value winning?
No, I value winning.
Devontae Smith's done more here than Quinyon Mitchell has. Well, of course he has.
Yeah, he probably has. I would agree with that. I mean, Quinyon, you keep saying it's only 1 year.
It is.
Yes, it was. But Quinyon was unbelievable for the 1 year. I don't hear you say it's only been 1 year for Zach Bond. Why should Zach Bond definitely be on if it's only a year, but Quinyon for 1 year shouldn't?
Well, no.
What's the difference between Zach Bond and Quinyon?
Because Zach Bond was better than Quinyon last
year. I don't know if
that's
definitely true, number one.
It's definitely true.
I don't think it is definitely true.
One was a candidate for Defensive Player of the Year,
yeah,
one was not.
They got that one wrong. I think Quinyon...
No.
Hold on.
Who was better last year?
Zach Bond.
Okay.
But let me present my Quinyon case.
Yeah.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He played over 1,000 snaps.
I love Quinyon, but he wasn't better than Zach Bond.
Of all the cornerbacks that played over 1,000 snaps, he had the second best grade in coverage. He was out there every week, consistent. The biggest issue with this team going into last season was the secondary on defense. The secondary was a disaster in 2023. The number one reason it turned around was because of Quinyon and his ability on one side of the field.
That's not the number one reason.
And
he was out there when they were bad.
At best, he was the third best.
In 2023?
No, I thought you meant early in the season. To me, the defense turned around when Cooper DeJean became
when Jalen stopped turning the ball over.
At best.
That's nothing to do with the defense.
Well, put him in better situations.
By the way, at best, Quinyon Mitchell is the third best player on the defense.
Sure.
Last year?
Who you're saying Bond definitely?
Yeah, Bond definitely and Jalen Carter.
And Jalen Carter are the top two players.
I don't think so.
Oh, you're crazy.
No, Jalen Carter might be, but I think you're undervaluing what Quinyon did. Quinyon was a corner. First of all, corners get paid more than linebackers, which shows that the league values them more.
Forget about that. We're talking about who made plays last year. Here's the thing.
Quinyon shut down top receivers week after week.
He did. And shut down is a relative term. So that's not like nobody caught the ball on Quinyon.
No, but very few did. I'm just saying.
What I'm saying, Elliot, is he didn't travel.
I agree with that.
Against number one wide receiver. Yep. So let's get that out of the way first.
Agreed.
So it's not like he played against the number one receiver every snap.
I agree.
So and Quinyon did a great job. I'm not saying he didn't.
Right.
But I think you're overvaluing what he did last year. You could play a solid corner and break up passes or what have you, but unless you're getting interceptions and all these other things, how do you quantify that?
So I understand my argument.
Where Zach Bond is getting interceptions, he's getting sacks, he's getting fumble recoveries. He's getting all these things. Moments.
I understand my argument is a little bit like when they signed Nnamdi and it was he was so good because no one overthrew him.
Right.
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But
he's way better than Nnamdi.
He's way better than Nnamdi. Yeah. And I just think what he did last year, like Cooper gets more attention than him. Bond gets more attention than him. I think what he did last year is underappreciated. Zach Bond and him, to me, you want to say Zach Bond was better? Fine. I don't think that's a crazy statement. But I also think Quinyon was much closer to Zach Bond than you are acting.
Okay, I don't think so. 215-592-9494. We'll get to another Eagles thing right after I tell you. Yeah, if you do an hour with Elliot, you need a vacation, right?
Well, good news.
You need a place to go. If you've thought about getting a vacation house, maybe you thought about Jersey. I would recommend Delaware over Jersey, and I would also recommend going to my guy, the official realtor. He's been the official realtor of the Rights of Ricky Sanchez podcast for years now, Adam Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E, out of Long & Foster. If you're going to buy a beach house, you need a good person in your corner. You know, it's tough to buy houses anywhere now. Jack can tell you that. And if you're going to look for a beach house in Delaware, you really need somebody good. Kasebe is the guy. He knows it in and out. And here's what you think, oh, I can't afford it. What you do is, if you get the house, you rent it out for most of the summer. Those people are paying your mortgage. That way you have a beach house to go down to, and it's an investment as well. And again, maybe you've tried before, you gave up because you couldn't get it done. Kasebe will get it done for you. Property taxes, way lower in Delaware than they are in Jersey as well. Jersey Shore, highest taxes nationwide. Delaware property taxes, very, very low. When you're ready to make the leap, you got to use my guy, Adam Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E. You can call or text him at 302-864-8643. Text him about this argument between us and Elliot, 302-864-8643, or go to processrealtor.com. That is processrealtor.com.
And ask him if he's on Team DeCam or Team Fritz.
Yeah. Oh, he better be on Team Fritz.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll text him.
Light up his phone.
If he's not Team Quinion, might not be able to use him.
Right.
Yeah, to take that in consideration.
So there was a story today that the Steelers are talking about trading T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt wants another contract. He's got 1 year, $21 million, I think, left.
Non-guaranteed
left on it. So, you know, it was this public, the Filippone thing?
He said it on our airways.
He said it on our airways. Okay. Andrew Filippone, I didn't know he was on with us, of our station in Pittsburgh, yeah, said that he thought that Nolan Smith and a late-round pick would get you T.J. Watt, which, look, T.J. Watt is awesome. Ike went through the stats the other day. You look at T.J. Watt's stats and Myles Garrett's stats, they're like the same.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly better.
Yeah. Now, you would have to pay T.J. Watt, yeah. One would assume. Would you do that deal?
So... I think I would do it. I would do it.
And you
I would
pay him.
And I would.
Wow.
Pay
him.
I would do it.
Wow.
Now I don't think they will. So
right.
I'm doing this thing for
they're colluding.
Yeah, exactly. They're colluding. Yeah. I'm doing positional previews leading up to training camp. Go Birds Pod, available on all the podcast platforms over the next week. Right. And when I went over the defensive ends, I'm not gonna lie, I got way more nervous when I went over it than maybe I've.
You originally thought.
I've only asked you 100 times.
Yeah, I'm saying I think you might have been on to something.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah. If you look, I can admit when I'm wrong.
Okay,
I'm not wrong about
rare.
I'm not wrong about Wheeler, but yeah. I'm happy to admit.
I was like,
wrong.
You're that psyched about yeah. Jalen.
Well, I think okay. I've almost said it so many times that I feel optimistic about him that I'm now assuming they're great players.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
If you look at the amount of snaps they played last year, I mean, Jalix Hunt played 350 snaps, yep. Something like that. He was barely out there. Nolan Smith was really, really good, but it was also only for 10 games. I would guess that of all the teams we would view as legit Super Bowl contenders, they probably have the least amount of snaps from their edges last year of any team. So while I am high on Nolan Smith, and it would definitely sting to give up on a talent like that, and I do think he's good for their locker room. I mean, T.J. Watt is way better than Nolan Smith.
It's not even in the same category.
And yeah. It makes everybody better. It makes Jalen Carter better. It makes Jalix Hunt better.
Oh my God.
T.J. Watt and Jalen Carter.
Oh my God.
Man.
And yeah. He's what, 30?
Yeah,
yeah, so still maybe got some good years left.
If you
in
give him $75 million guaranteed, and he's here for 3 years,
yep.
So I think it's got to be closer to 100.
Well, I'm just talking guaranteed. He would probably get more than that.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think they will do it, but I would trade Nolan Smith in a late round pick for TJ.
So Filippone clarified. He said he thought a third and Nolan Smith.
Yeah, that's
but
fine.
A third.
Yeah,
fine.
As long
yeah.
as it's not
yeah.
a first or a second.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
they have 13 draft picks next year,
and they can't use all of them,
and they don't need them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Where are they going to put them at? Yeah.
Yeah. And they are a win now team. So while TJ Watt is not 26, 27, he's also not 34.
Right.
Like you can have him for, if you get two elite years out of, I mean, TJ Watt could realistically have more sacks in the next 2 years than Nolan Smith has in his Eagles career.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not crazy
yeah.
to think.
If he could have 30 sacks in
exactly.
the next 2 years.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would do it.
Wow. Speaking of 30, he's had 30 the last 2 years.
There you go. There you go.
He's had 30 the last 2 years.
Now, Nolan did have 10 sacks, or I think it was 9 sacks in the final 10 or 11 games.
With the postseason and everything, yeah.
Would you guys?
I would do it.
I would do it, yeah.
I just like, it makes me, I know this is the caricature of me at this point, but we lost a lot of talent on defense.
Yeah.
We lost a lot of players. Mm-hmm. And when you look into next year and you're like, who am I sure about? Like, even Zach Bond, who I'm mostly sure about, I've only seen him do it for 1 year.
Right.
Yes. You know.
Mr. Zach Bond over there.
Well, no. 1 year. Same with Quinion.
Agreed.
Yeah, I've seen him do it for 1 year. All that. And the edge thing, honestly, the edge thing made me nervous last year. And last year we had Josh Sweat. You know what I mean? And we lost him.
The other reason.
And we had BG.
The other point you've been making that might end up being correct is their depth is pretty bad. When you look at N'Kobe played almost 800 snaps last year. That's a lot of snaps to fill.
Yes.
With other, you know, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, I think, was overrated, but he did play a lot. They are counting on guys to take steps forward, and I think there's reason to believe they can, but it's asking, you know, when you go through the 90-man roster and you look position by position, which I'm doing on the Go Birds Pod, available on all platforms, you can see the lack of experience they have.
Yeah,
well, it really stands out.
They're counting on guys who couldn't even get on the field last year.
Yeah.
Like that. That's the thing that worries me about Kelee Ringo is that when, and I understand all of the circumstances, but when Slay went down, it was Isaiah Rodgers.
Yeah.
And when
Chauncey went down, it was Tristan McCollum.
It was Tristan McCollum.
Yep.
And
N'Kobe went down, it was Oren Burks.
Right. And now we have Junior in there or whoever. So, like, and these rookies, I haven't seen them. There's just a lot of ifs for a team that won a Super Bowl with a number one defense last year.
The other concern I think is fair to have going into next season is we talk so much about how much Saquon played. He, you know, all the touches, all that. Jalen Carter played, you know, what is that, 1,000 snaps or something crazy, 800-something snaps?
Second most of any defensive line player, I think, in the league.
He had 75 hurries last year. That's the most a defensive tackle has had for the Eagles since Fletcher in, I think, 2018. Jalen could take a step back. I'm just, like, he played a lot last year to all of a sudden be like, he's definitely going to be that.
He did.
No, I'm still on TJ.
Okay.
I'm still on TJ. I mean, we literally went bonkers about Myles Garrett.
Yes.
At the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
TJ's the better player. Just from a stats point.
Yeah.
He's put up better numbers. They came in the same year.
Yep.
They got the same awards, same accolades, defensive player of the year, all that stuff. I'm just saying, one guy has 102, other guy has 108. Here's the one thing that I'm looking at. Forced fumbles. TJ Watt, 33 forced fumbles to Myles Garrett's 20.
Over how many years?
Both 8 years.
Wow. That's a lot.
Like, they both played the same amount of years.
Would you trade Nolan in a first?
Nolan in a first. That's a lot, because I got to get a first and the money and Nolan.
Yeah, the
that's
money
a lot.
Is.
That's a lot.
I don't think the Steelers are going to trade him. Maybe I'll be wrong, but it would be weird to sign Aaron Rodgers, Darius Slay,
let TJ go.
All these old guys,
But I think what they're maybe hoping is,
and DK Metcalf.
Yeah. We'll go all in this year. And if it doesn't work, maybe we reset. You give a 30-year-old defensive end $100 million, all of a sudden that reset becomes a lot more difficult. And DK Metcalf's younger, right? He's 27, 26.
Yeah, he's on the younger side.
Yeah.
But now, I don't know if the Steelers are run as well as they have been in past years. Like, when Ike brought up they haven't won a playoff game in 9 years or whatever, that's pretty crazy. But would it worry you at all that they're willing to move on from TJ?
This seems to happen in football.
I mean, he's not that old. He's super productive. He was drafted there. I mean, it's not.
It makes you worry because the Steelers don't usually do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only time they actually have done it, it didn't turn out to hurt him, but they did let a guy go in the prime. That was Antonio Brown.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was crazy as hell.
But I was going to say that.
They recognized that. Yeah, they recognized that, and that don't seem to be an issue with TJ. Yeah, 30 years old, man. I certainly would consider
it. Is he 30 all year? Or is he 31?
That's a good question. You know, like, I don't know when the birthday is. I do not have his birthday in
there. All right, fair enough.
By the way, officially, Philly's game canceled tonight.
Okay.
So if you're on your way down, turn around.
Head back.
105 and 615 tomorrow.
105. Oh, so it was supposed to be what, 220 tomorrow, I thought, the first game?
I think it was.
Or was it? Oh, no, it was a 105 game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
105.
He might
be
30.
So
he played it 30
so split doubleheader.
So how old is he now?
That's what I'm saying. He might already be 31. I don't even know.
All right, we keep
so a split doubleheader tomorrow. Yeah,
split doubleheader.
What happened?
We lost you. You're to so TJ Watland. We had a whole conversation about the Phillies game getting canceled. You just weren't
still
even
over
there.
Here with TJ. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, so we need to get this done. Yeah. We need to do this.
TJ turns 31 October 11th.
Oh, man, he's a man, Libra.
He's old.
Yeah, it's right there.
Look
with
at
me
you.
And Bryce.
No, are you a Libra?
Yeah.
I was about to say, knowing that is
that's
pretty
why
curious.
He knows. Yeah.
I don't know any other signs. But yes, I know that one.
Like he's a Sagittarius.
Yeah. Oh, that would be a good segment, by the way. Just astrology.
You,
with
you can name them all.
No.
Yeah, no, I couldn't
so
either.
Yeah. No, I know the Pisces.
I probably
Leo,
could. No, it depends
Scorpio,
on how long it would take.
Scorpio,
to name all. Leo, yeah. Scorpio, Sagittarius.
Could you name all the capitals?
Well, Buzz is naming all the capitals.
Oh, dude, Buzz is Mr. Capital over there.
Yeah,
oh,
interesting.
Yeah, he needs to be Mr. Make sure people are ready to talk.
Him and Angelina Pisces? Both locked in Pisces? On the capitals.
Yeah, good. They locked in on the right stuff those days.
Taurus.
All right.
Wait, what one was that?
Taurus.
Taurus. Yeah, my dad was Taurus.
That's May.
Yeah.
Pisces is March and April.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Aquarius is January, February.
What's a Cancer? Cancer is which
Cancer
one?
Is in there somewhere.
All right. We're breaking.
Okay.
Okay. You can get the Go Birds pod. You told me to tell you.
Right. That's all you got to do.
Okay. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. Comes out every single day. Go Birds Daily.
Won't see you guys for 2 weeks.
Awesome.
I'm out all next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's BS.
What are we take off.
Yeah. What are we doing on Tuesday then?
I was actually thinking of voice recording a take and sending it to you guys.
You should give us one take.
Yeah,
give
I think I might. Yeah.
We could do AI Elliot.
Oh.
So you're not going to be in the day before we do the big...
I can't even go to baseball. I'm sad.
Oh, wow.
I know. But I'll be rooting for you, buddy.
So speaking of Jack, coming up next, we are going to talk to Jack's high school golf coach, Coach Paris, the head golf coach at Ruston, to find out if he
sure,
was
he was disappointed.
Find out if he was a head case back then, too.
He'd seen that before.
Yep. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.